How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The last photo Whitney Decker has of her daughters, it shows three smiling little girls in matching sundresses. Peyton 9 stands tall and protective beside her younger sister. Evelyn 8 grins with a missing front tooth. Little Olivia, just 5, clutches a stuffed unicorn. It was taken 2 weeks prior to their father taking their lives. On May 30th of 2025, Travis Decker arrived for his court-ordered Friday visitation. 3 hours unsupervised despite his homelessness, despite his untreated mental illness, despite Whitney's desperate petitions to the court. "We'll see you at 8," he said quietly, too quietly. Whitney would never see her children again because they never came home. What followed was a cascade of systematic failures that would end with three small bodies discovered at Rock Island Campground near Leavenworth, Washington. Plastic bags over their heads, zip ties binding their wrists. The medical examiner would rule it homicide by suffocation. Clinical words that can't capture the horror of a father systematically not aliving his daughters. But this isn't just a story about one man's evil. It's about every institution that had the power to save these children and chose not to. The family court that ignored the red flags, the Amber Alert system that deemed them ineligible for protection, the military that abandoned a mentally ill veteran, the law enforcement agencies that treated a kidnapping as a civil matter. Travis Decker served 8 years in the Army, including deployment to Afghanistan. He achieved the rank of staff sergeant. He was trained in survival, navigation, and tactical operations. He was also diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, stopped taking his medication, and was living in his truck. The Washington National Guard knew he was missing drills. The court knew about his mental health crisis. Everyone knew. Nobody acted. 4 days before the murders, Decker's Google searches revealed his plan. How does a person move to Canada? Jobs Canada. The day before picking up his daughters, he visited the remote campground where he would end their lives. This wasn't a sudden break. This was a premeditated murder that everyone saw coming. When the girls didn't return that Friday night, Whitney called police at 9:45 p.m., but three children missing with their mentally ill homeless father didn't meet Amber Alert criteria. It was just another custody dispute. By the time authorities took it seriously, Paitlin, Evelyn, and Olivia were already dead. Today, as we record this, Travis Decker remains at large. It's been 17 days since the murders. Over 100 law enforcement officers, military helicopters, specialized canine units, and the U.S. Marshals' elite, rapidly advancing manhunt team have turned the Cascade Mountains into a war zone. The cost has now exceeded $2 million. The manhunt spans five counties and hundreds of square miles of wilderness terrain. Decker's military training makes him uniquely dangerous. He once lived off-grid for 2.5 months. He knows how to evade thermal imaging, how to move through wilderness undetected, how to survive on almost nothing. Recent sightings near Blewett Pass suggest he's injured but mobile. He's surrounded, Sheriff Mike Morrison insists. Washington State knows who he is, but surrounded doesn't mean captured, and every day he remains free is another day of agony for a mother who trusted the system to protect her babies. To understand how we got here, how every safety net failed, how every warning was ignored, and how three beautiful children were sacrificed to bureaucratic indifference, we need to examine the system from inside. We need someone who's seen these failures from both sides of the courtroom. Eric Faddis has a perspective. Former prosecutor, he's built cases against dangerous parents. As a defense attorney, he's fought for parental rights. He's seen judges make the wrong call. He's watched children pay the price. And he's here to tell us the hard truths about a system that values processes over protection, rights over safety, and paperwork over human lives. Eric, with all that being said, how did this happen?
Yeah, Tony. So there's something, called the dual sovereignty doctrine, mm-hmm. whereby the federal government can prosecute somebody for a crime in parallel and at the same time as the state government. And so really what will happen is these two cases will sort of move along in parallel, but they have different considerations, different potential penalties, possibly even different outcomes. And so it gets a little bit confusing and complicated, but there are strategic reasons why the government would do that.
We obviously have the chance at that then. Federal prosecutors considering the capital punishment for the crimes. Would this case be tried in Minnesota, even if it's a non, I say they don't have capital punishment there, but could it happen in Minnesota and still get a death penalty as the verdict in this?
Yes. So the federal proceedings can happen on the federal level of Minnesota's court system, not the state level. And so at that federal level, certainly the death penalty is still on the table. It seems like that's probably the reason why the government chose to bring not only state charges, but also federal charges. And so, that case would move along. There would be different investigative agencies involved, but really one also comprehensive sort of attack on Bolter from the government regarding these alleged crimes.
The big question I think a lot of people want to know, could there be more people involved in this? Rightfully so. He sent a really weird text to his family right before all this went down. Daddy is going to war tonight is basically what it said. And there was also a note that he might not be alive much longer. Interesting thing to say. One would assume maybe he's planning on going out in some sort of blaze of glory in his mind, but he was arrested, without any sort of incident. There's going to be a lot of things that are looked into, and one of the big things is, what did the wife and the family know, and when did they know it, if anything at all? They did catch her driving the other day with passports, guns, money in the car, a little suspicious there. But I have to say, too, if you just found out that your spouse did this horrible, horrible crime and you had no idea, I might be wanting to leave the country, too. Not to be suspicious, but just to get the hell away from the onslaught of torturous press that's going to be coming my way. What do you think they're looking at behind the scenes right now with the family? Let's start there.
Yeah, Tony, some curious circumstances that the wife found herself in when she was contacted by authorities. Like you said, it could be that she had knowledge of what was going to happen. And the real question legally becomes, you know, what did she do with that knowledge? Did she provide some kind of affirmative assistance? Did she provide some sort of impediment to law enforcement to ultimately discovering these alleged crimes of her husband? If so, she could be on the hook for something like accessory after the fact or obstruction or even possibly complicity. On the other hand, if she was just trying to get the heck out of Dodge and even if she had knowledge but didn't help Bolter in any way, that is probably not a criminal act and probably not something for which she can be prosecuted.
So theoretically here, let's just play the what ifs right now. If she had knowledge that her husband was an extremist, let's just play this situation, that he's really into this stuff. You know, maybe she doesn't necessarily know exactly that he's going to carry something like this out, but says, you know, horrible things around the house every now and then. Ah, they should die, whatever. You know, I'm just, again, pure hypothetical. She goes to the authorities right now and just says, spills her guts. Here's everything he's been saying. I'm just the wife. He's been saying crazy things. I wouldn't know if he was serious or not. Does that absolve her of any sort of responsibility, just knowing that her significant other was out there? She didn't say something when she saw something. But again, that's not always the easiest thing to do because people do spout off.
Totally. And legally speaking, in most states, a person who has information about a crime that's going to happen does not necessarily have an affirmative obligation to go to police and tell them about it and to thwart that crime. There are exceptions for that, for like mandatory reporters and things like that. But here, if she did do that and kind of spilled her guts, would not constitute a crime. Now, it would subject her to significant further interrogation, and they would probably be able to access her phone records, computer records, after such a statement was made. And do those records further implicate her in any possible way? They could. So it's kind of a tricky measure. You know, perhaps the person wants to come forward and give information, but they're also taking a risk in doing so, even when they did nothing wrong.
What if she did know something? What if she did have knowledge? Let's just say she had knowledge. Again, another scenario, not saying she did. This is just scenario. And we're cosplaying this horrible situation. We have to wear outfits now. So hang on. Let me get my... No. Let's say she did know that he was going to do something like this. Who knows if she knew the date, the time, whatever it may be. If she came forward now and said, look, I thought he was full of shit. He was saying he was going to do that. I mean... Is the best option right now for her to just get in front of this as quickly as she can, if she had any sort of knowledge whatsoever, and just say, look, I'm the innocent spouse here, says crazy things. This happened, obviously. If you're advising this woman right now, what are you telling her to do?
Yeah, there's a balance of interests here, because on the one hand, you could advise her to come forward, completely spill her guts, tell everything she knows about him and what his purported plans could have been. And perhaps that insulates her. Perhaps the government says, hey, if there was any crime you committed, we'll give you immunity so long as you testify against your husband. That's one course of action. But like I said, that could open her up to some risk. There could be something buried in her text messages or emails that looks not good. And that wouldn't be good in a national publicized case. On the other hand, if she just shuts up, that would maybe insulate her from further legal interrogation. But it also looks pretty darn shady. And she could have public condemnation because of that. So it'd be a really difficult advisement to give.
There's not a great path here forward for her unless she knows absolutely nothing. That would be the best thing. And it's a difference between knowing your husband has a lot of extreme political beliefs and then also sympathizing with him. If you're sitting there going back and forth on this, yes, honey, that might be a little different. To compare it to another case where a spouse goes off and does crazy things, allegedly, Rex Heuermann and Asa Elrup. She filed for divorce, but we learned in the new documentary that came out that she still loves him. She thinks he's innocent. She got divorced for protecting the assets of the family and the kids. Is that an option? Would that protect the assets if she were to get divorced at this point? It also might open her up then to not having the spousal privilege and not having to testify against your husband. So kind of a double-edged sword there. Again, what would you say as an attorney to someone who's like, here's where I'm at. What should I do?
Yeah, a lot of considerations to weigh there because, like you said, the divorce could signal some detachment from Bolter and his alleged acts and possibly protect assets going forward. I don't know the constitution of their family, but if there were children, it could help protect that kind of thing. On the other hand, spousal privilege usually only applies to someone who is presently your partner. And so if they get divorced, she can probably be called to testify as a witness against him down the road. And so while she might protect assets in doing so, she might expose herself to risk and just a really unpleasant ongoing legal proceeding with this, multi-murderer allegedly.
If she wants nothing to do with him, if she's like, okay, this is insane. I want out of this. I don't sympathize with you. I think you're nuts. You've ruined our lives. You've ruined your life. Would that be the best bet? Just get the divorce. And if you have no problem testifying against him, just protect. I mean, could they still go after any of those assets, considering they were part of his at the time of the crimes?
So my understanding is he had multiple vehicles, he had a home, so he did have some assets. And usually when there is a death, those assets can be attached in the criminal and the civil context. And it usually applies to assets that were in existence at the time that the judgment is rendered. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be down the road. That's going to be a restitution order in a criminal case or a judgment in a civil case. Mm-hmm. And so assets that existed at the time of the marriage are significant, but it's really going to matter what assets are still marital property once those judgments come down. Mm-hmm. So if she gets the divorce, I think it could legally protect the significant majority of those assets.
Yeah, I mean, we always look at like, well, how are we going to punish the guy who did this stuff? You got to think too about like the family, like because their lives are destroyed too. And I mean, it may seem somewhat selfish because people did just lose their lives. But at the same point, if you had nothing to do with it, you do have to protect your life too from the monster that it's destroyed these people's lives and your own. So these are interesting questions, I think, that a lot of people may not know the logistics of because it is just so kind of up in the air. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, thank you so much. Eric just laid bare the ugly reality of a system that failed Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia at every turn. But as we sit here discussing legal reforms and systematic failures, Travis Decker is still out there somewhere in the Washington wilderness. By the time you watch this, he may be caught or dead. The manhunt has entered what authorities call a new phase. The dramatic helicopter searches and massive ground sweeps have given way to targeted intelligence operations. They're playing a waiting game now, betting that Decker's military training can't overcome basic human needs forever. He'll need food. He'll need medical attention for possible injuries. He'll make a mistake, and that's what they're counting on. The most recent credible sighting came from hikers in the Enchantments who reported an ill-prepared lone hiker actively avoiding others. When a search helicopter approached, the figure fled into the dense forest. Canine units tracked his scent from Kolchuk Lake to the Ingalls Creek trailhead near Blewett Pass, where they received items of interest. But Decker himself remains a ghost in the mountains he knows so well. The U.S. Marshals Service has committed their most elite resources to this manhunt, their RAM team, Rapidly Advancing Manhunt, specialize in capturing the most dangerous fugitives. They've offered a $20,000 reward. They've deployed technology that remains classified. They've brought in specialists who've hunted terrorists in Afghanistan, ironically the same country where Decker learned the skills he's now using to evade them. But technology has limits in the Cascade Wilderness. Thermal imaging can't penetrate dense forest canopy. Drones can't navigate every ravine. And a man who lived off-grid for 2.5 months, who is trained by the same military now hunting him, who has nothing left to lose, he's not an easy target. Back in Wenatchee, a community grieves. Over $1.2 million has poured into the GoFundMe for Whitney Decker, though no amount of money can fill the silence where her daughter's laughters used to be. She's planning funerals instead of summer camps, choosing caskets instead of back-to-school supplies, living every parent's worst nightmare while the man who killed her babies remains free. There's a memorial service happening June 20th at 7 p.m. at Rocky Reach Park. The community has been asked to wear the girls' favorite colors, purple for Peyton, who loved gymnastics and protected her sisters fiercely, pink for Evelyn, the artist who left drawings scattered throughout the house, and green for Olivia, the baby who still believed in unicorns and happy endings. But memorials won't fix the system that killed these children just as surely as their father did. Every institution that touched this family failed. The family court judge who granted unsupervised visitation to a homeless mentally ill man. The Amber Alert system that decided three missing children weren't worth a public warning. The military that knew Decker was spiraling and did nothing. The law enforcement agencies who wasted precious hours because custody disputes are civil matters. Whitney Decker did everything right. She documented the danger. She petitioned the court. She followed every legal channel available to protect her children. The system rewarded her diligence by handing her babies to their killer. And that's the most terrifying part of this story. It's not unique. Right now in courtrooms across America, judges are making the same fatal calculations, prioritizing parental rights over children's safety, ignoring mental health red flags, gambling with children's lives. The only difference is we don't know their names yet. We haven't mourned them yet. Because unless we fix this broken system, we will. Travis Decker may be captured tomorrow or months from now or never. He may surrender or he may force police to kill him in the wilderness he's made his refuge or might kill himself. But catching Travis Decker won't bring back Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia. It won't comfort their mother. And it won't prevent the next Travis Decker from getting unsupervised access to his children, despite every warning sign screaming danger. If you have information about Travis Decker's whereabouts, call the U.S. Marshals at 1-800-336-0102. He's likely in the Blewett Pass area, possibly injured, definitely armed with wilderness survival skills that make him extremely dangerous. Don't approach him. But more importantly, if you're a parent fighting a system that refuses to protect your children, don't give up. Document everything. Appeal every decision. Be the difficult parent they complain about in their offices. Because being labeled high conflict is better than planning three funerals. I'm Tony Bruschi. Tell me what your thoughts are on this case in the comment section on YouTube. Hit subscribe there. Hit subscribe if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, and do check out our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, to join in that conversation right there. Looking forward to your thoughts. My name's Tony Bruschi again. Thank you for watching. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall,
Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiner Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweinercolumbusautomall.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.